Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is Mother's Day. As a mom, I know the phrase, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, is one that I've uttered thousands of times over the years. I always mean it. However, there is one day of the year where I'm convinced breakfast is not the most important thing of the day, and sleeping in is. Of course, I'm talking about Mother's Day. Hey, listen, guys, I want to sleep in. Breakfast in bed is nice, but not at 8 or 9. 10's a good time for me. I want you to also do the laundry. I want the whole house vacuumed and redecorated, and if you could arrange for me to lose about 12 pounds, that would be good too. Since all the other significant others and children probably won't be able to help with those particular items, I'm going to suggest that you make me something special for breakfast. When you go to feed me breakfast in bed on this high holy day for moms, I want you to consider combining two of my favorite foods, chocolate and strawberries. Just know that about 8 medium strawberries contain only 45 calories, so they're kind of a diet food, and the chocolate is just, well, calorie-free on Mother's Day. I'm going to give you a special recipe, one that my kids made for me in the past that I find absolutely delicious and that everybody enjoys. It's chocolate and strawberry-filled French toast. You need 2 slices of a day-old French bread. You can use challah, egg bread, really whatever kind of thick, rich bread you like. About 1.5 ounces of miniature chocolate chips, about 1/4 cup of strawberry preserves, 2 tablespoons of softened cream cheese, 2 eggs lightly beaten, 1/4 cup of milk, the grated zest of 1 orange, about 1/4 cup of sugar, about 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and a dash of cinnamon. You want to take your bread, the thicker bread, it's got to be about 1 inch wide, and make a slit in the middle of it so it's got sort of like a pocket. You want to stuff it full of the chocolate chips and strawberry preserves, and then about 1 tablespoon of the cream cheese. In a shallow bowl, whisk together the eggs, milk, sugar, vanilla, and cinnamon. Add the bread to it and soak it on both sides, making sure it stays in the egg mixture for about 30 seconds so that it really soaks in. In a griddle or a pan, you want to melt a little bit of butter. You want to wait till it gets kind of hot, then place the stuffed, soaked bread on the griddle. You want to cook probably about 2 to 3 minutes on each side. Only flip it once. You don't want to press down on it either, or all of the stuff on the inside is going to come oozing out. You want to transfer it to a plate, sprinkle a little powdered sugar on the top and a couple of extra sliced strawberries if you like, and serve to your mom. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you miss the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.